Tag, Gaza! Gaza, who has been besieged and hostage for the past 5 years! Gaza, who has no communication with the other world except through the underground tunnels! But today, this Prime Minister of Israel, as he's sitting at the Defense Ministry, the siren went off in Tel Aviv and he ran to the shelter! Shame on him! He went to Egypt to ask them, let's have a truce with the people in Gaza. Then after 48 hours, he attacked Gaza and he said, I'm doing surgical operations. Surgical operation, who just killed now, as I'm driving here, 3 children were killed. What kind of surgical operation is running? He shouldn't use the word surgery, because surgery is to rescue human beings and human lives. But he used the surgical attacks to kill the children of Gaza and the children of Palestine. Yeah. We're gonna, one more uncalculated move. He has ties and diplomatic ties with Qatar. The Prince of Qatar was in Gaza just 2 weeks ago. He donated $400 million to build the infrastructure of Gaza. But, and what he did, he said to Qatar, which they have diplomatic relations with Israel, that no, we are not going to use policy or diplomacy here. We only know the surgical operations killing the Palestinians in Gaza. And what he's doing in the West Bank, he's building more settlement, 500,000 settlers in the West Bank. What kind of peace is he talking about?
Shame! Shame!
And the last uncalculated move for him, he thinks the Palestinian people will go down. But we will assure him that the Palestinian people will never forget Palestine, and they're gonna work hard. The Palestinians will fight hard to get back to their occupied villages and occupied homes, and the Palestinians will keep fighting with your support for a freedom and justice for the people of Palestine. Long live Palestine! For coming in here tonight. God bless you all.
Free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Our only course of action!
Boycott, divestment, sanctions!
Our only course of action!
Boycott, divestment, sanctions!
Everybody, we have another speaker for you tonight. We're going to bring to you Sandra Roush from the Gaza's Ark. Woo!
Again, 3 years later. I want to ask all of you to do something every day for Gaza. From now until we see a free Palestine, the people united
will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. The people.
See you all out here tonight, and though our megaphone is not quite as loud as our neighbors across the road, I think that our joint voices drown them out quite nicely. I want to speak to you today about the very short time that I was blessed to be able to spend in Palestine. I'm recently back. I came back last night from about a week in Gaza. I was there as part of a medical delegation. We were teaching a course, Advanced Cardiac Life Support. We were able to train about 20% of Gaza's doctors in this course. Unfortunately, on the last day of our training, the course was interrupted. One of our colleagues, who's Palestinian, phoned us from the Shazaya neighborhood where the first shelling took place, and he let us know that there would be many casualties coming in. What we saw when we were called to the emergency room to help out was truly what we call in medicine a mass casualty incident. There were some 30 gravely wounded people who showed up in the course of 5 to 10 minutes, overwhelming the capacity of Al-Shifa Hospital to respond to the wounded. There were many children, many young boys. As you know, the population of Gaza, 50% of them are under 18 years of age. There is no such thing as a strike in Gaza that does not cause casualties to civilians. And as my colleague said, that the use of the word surgery to describe these strikes is truly appalling. I was personally involved in treating a young boy, 17 years old, who later passed away. He had shrapnel in his brain, shrapnel in his chest. His lung was collapsed, full of blood. Earlier that day, his same brother, 18 years old, had died. It was a true tragedy seeing this, seeing the blood pooling on the floor, seeing the families screaming and wailing in sadness. I was particularly struck by the resilience and the hospitality of my Palestinian hosts while we were in Gaza. The resiliency that they showed before this latest outbreak of violence in the face of the siege. We have to remember that this is not a place that is ever at peace. There is a siege upon Gaza. We saw the warboats 3 miles off the shore harassing the fishermen. We saw the buffer zone, which takes some 17% of Gaza, what is left of Gaza, away from the Gazans. The buffer zone, where it is basically a free fire zone on anyone who goes in there to work their fields, to harvest their crops. We drank the water from the taps, which is basically salt water because of Israel's destruction of the most basic necessities of the population, sewage treatment and water treatment. It was... And now the bombing continues and intensifies, and it is up to us to put pressure upon our governments, to put pressure upon Israel to stop. As we know, they violated a truce that was put in place some 2 days ago. The rocket fire had stopped. And so, my friends, it falls upon us again to put pressure on our government, which is probably more Zionist even than the government of Israel. And it is inspiring today to see you all here, and I will definitely convey what I've seen here tonight, the inspiring group of people that have gathered here tonight, to some of my new friends in Gaza, and tell them that they are not alone. Thank you very much. Canada, and we're standing up with you today, with the people of Gaza and with the people of Palestine, to say, Israel, stop this bombing now! Stop. We have seen over the course of the last
last couple of days, an absolutely massive onslaught that has begun in Gaza to the poor, defenseless people of Gaza, who at this point are living under years of siege regime, which is actually making it very, very difficult for them to be able to take care of themselves and to be able to respond to this situation. And what is the response of the Canadian government under these circumstances? We have heard this before. We heard it from Stephen Harper during Operation Cast Lead, when he said that the murder of 1,400 civilians, including a third of those being children, he said that that was fine, that that was a measured response on behalf of Israel. Government in this country that has become one of the most hawkish and racist governments on the planet. It's not just the people of Palestine that are suffering. The people of Afghanistan, the people of Iran who are under threat of attack, and our government is standing up everywhere they can to endorse and support an attack on Iran, while simultaneously standing up and offering unconditional support to the Israelis. It must stop, and tonight we are taking a stand to make sure that it stops. We need to know as well, sisters and brothers, we need to know that there are people all across the country tonight and over the course of the next couple of days that are standing up in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In Victoria, in Vancouver, in Edmonton, Calgary, Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, St. Catharines. All across the country, people are standing up and saying, we do not accept this. Now, we know that our government in Ottawa is an incredibly hawkish and racist government, and we need them to turn their position around. But part of what we need to be able to make that happen is we need an official opposition in this country that is going to stand up and say no, unequivocally no, to the attacks that are happening on the people of Gaza right now. Unfortunately, that's not something that's happening right yet, which is why we, on the streets across the country, need to be as loud as possible and stand up and say, Stephen Harper, you will see!
Palestine will be free! Stephen Harper, you will see!
Happening now, and we all stand in solidarity with the suffering people of Palestine. But we need to remember that this story didn't start yesterday or the day before. This is a long chain of tragedies going on already for decades. This is a terrible disaster. It's a Nakba. It's a catastrophe for Palestine, but not only for Palestine. This should be considered a catastrophe for all of us and for humanity. A human being should not be able to remain silent by seeing and what's going on in Palestine already for decades, and we don't see the end of the tunnel. But I'm here as a Jewish person, as an Orthodox religious Jewish person, and I say that for myself and for many communities like myself, this is embarrassing because this is being done supposedly in our name, in the name of all Jews, and sadly in the name of the Holy Torah, the Jewish religion. This is not Judaism. This was never Judaism. And I would say to those radical Zionists that they're JDL across the street, with that flag, with that fist, was ever a fist a Jewish symbol? That's not Judaism! That's the new philosophy of Zionism. That was invented by whom? Was this invented by religious scholars? By religious rabbis? This was invented by an outspoken heretic Herzl.
Yeah.
Don't you say this is Judaism. You may say this is a Zionist state. This is a philosophy of Zionism. This is a philosophy of a movement of a group of people who stood up to fight others, to fight their own people, and to fight the religion and the tradition of their forefathers. May you be ashamed!
Shame! 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 Shame!
am a student of two Holocaust survivors who passed away not long ago. And that's why I stand up here, and that's why Jewish people worldwide stand up, because they don't want to see other people suffer again. This is painful, and this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
We did live in peace in Palestine before the invention of Zionism. We should be able to live in the future in peace, but we need to have this political movement put aside, and hopefully, if this would be dissolved, dismantled, and we pray and we hope this should be dismantled peacefully and speedily without suffering of anyone else. And we really hope that once this would be put aside, the peace that did exist before would be able to be the case in the future. Inshallah, may God bless us all and blessed be the suffering people of Palestine. Thank you.
Connections between what was happening then and what is happening now. Israeli soldiers to stop shooting Palestinian civilians. Shame! Israel, shame Zionism! In 2008, I went to Gaza and I was there before the 2008-2009 23 days of Zionist hell. I was witness to the brutality, the illegality of Zionist war crimes. I saw babies that were burned by white phosphorus, children and babies and women and elderly that were shot dead point blank by Zionist Israeli soldiers. I volunteered with the Palestinian Red Crescent medical team in Gaza and saw the worst of the crimes there, including Palestinian medics being assassinated by the Zionist army. Shame! For 23 days, Israel rained hell on Gaza. Now, it is officially 2 days since they began their latest operation in Gaza, but we remember that before that, Israel was still raining hell on Gaza. Shame! Israel has repeatedly violated any sort of truce that has been set with Hamas, while Hamas and other factions have respected the truce. Israel violated the truce last week, killing a 13-year-old boy while he was playing football, then killing two more kids while they played football, and killing adults that came to save them.
Yeah.
And then Israel began bombing the hell out of Gaza. I live in Gaza. I came back a month ago to visit family, and I wish I was in Gaza right now, and I'm going back. But while I'm here, I'm going to fight like hell for Palestinians' right to exist and their right to resist. Palestinians have the right to resist under international law, and they are resisting. Yes. Palestinians are bleeding in Gaza, but they are not kneeling. Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Sometime next week, and if I am there, I will continue blogging on my blog in Gaza. Thank you.